Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Company.
For those of you can...
...初音ミク You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
I want you to die and just be...
I wish I was a mole in the ground. Yes, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I'm a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. And I wish I was a mole in the ground.
Here on your chest to lay out the answer.
Tippy wants a $9 show. Yes, Tippy wants a $9 show. I come over the hill with a $40 bill. Baby, when you built a wall, I've been in the band so long.
Shadows to call.
Yes, I wish I was a lizard in the screen.
Kids were fun like
if I'm a lizard in the screen, I hear my darling sing.
Cause you walk away, really on really cares what I say. You turned on the light,
can't be like your
since
hero.
You put me close.
Now
it's that,
can't be like
no
your hair rolled down.
Your
like your hair rolled down, like your
brain. Seems to save me now.
I wish I was a man.
Thank you.
desde que te conocí. Yo no me siento normal. ¿Qué es lo que me hiciste tú? Que tengo hambre de ti. Quiero morder y tu cuello devorar. De ti y esa boquita sensual, quiero ya saciar esta hambre de ti y sigo pensando en ti y nuestro juego carnal. Qué rico sentirte así cuando estás lejos de mí. Para existir, todo de ti. Para existir, todo de ti.
getting into a cab. It was raining heavily, or maybe it wasn't, but the streets were shining black and wet. As the car picked up speed, a woman trying to see out of the window to get some idea of where they were. But at night in a foreign city, in a blur of stone facades, broken by flashes of white light, fractured by rivulets of water running up and down the windows, nothing was clear. Except that the big bad city isn't so bad as the fashion magazines would like it to be. Maybe it used to be, or maybe it never was. It was a velour-lined English taxi, one of those dove gray wombs. No, it wasn't. It couldn't have been. It had to be a four-door Mercedes sedan. Cold, hard, plastic covers on the seats. Moving fast through wet streets, assaulted from all directions by glare, searing cold flashes in the unknown darkness. She retreated into the seat, shrink-wrapped in artificial intelligence, to observe the sensation of leaden fatalism as it spread itself like a drug through her body. On the other side of the car, a man stared morosely into the water on the window. He mumbled something about his girlfriend never having treated him that way before. Sometimes the worm turns. Is that fortunate for the worm? Maybe. He wondered aloud why he felt nothing in his heart. Whether to play the tormented master or the suffering slave, the burning question in the hackneyed drama of love. Martyrs fervently pursuing a place on the rack won't settle for less until they've had their fill of it, until they've satisfied the appetite for damage. It is ridiculous. Of probability posit that there is likely to be a molecule from Caesar's last gasp in any breath we take. So I guess it's safe to assume there was the odd photon or two of moonlight banging about in the back seat of that cab.
Reflection.
But for the most part, the light was incandescent,
on the windows,
fluorescent, and neon, an eerie gray light, punctured by landmine flashes that illuminated a thin profile, shivering. His eyelids were too heavy for him, the head unsteady on its neck, the spine deserted by the muscles, having a hard time holding up the skull, able to do so only by balancing it at the top of the vertebrae column, like a Chinese acrobat balances a large earthenware urn on its forehead. It occurred to her that if the neck lost its balance, his head would fall off. This, she thought, would be interesting. She waited for it. The taxi stopped. Take a jar of syrup out of the fridge. Turn it upside down. Slowly, the syrup moves down the bottle towards the lip, where it builds behind the ring of crystals encrusted there. The lump swells until it reaches the weight required to push it over the edge in quantities far greater than desired. It dumps fast and heavy onto what it was intended to sweeten, turning the whole into a sticky mess. Time was like that, or maybe it wasn't. But it slowed to a crawl and yet continued to move on. The taxi was stopped. Robotics. She lifted the right hand and directed it to travel out into the void between them. The hand hesitated, daring to accuse her of manipulative cunning.
Nothing.
Then, reluctantly, it did as ordered. She watched it move through space. A lunar vehicle, it came to rest on the left side of his head. Then, faithful little servant that it was, how could she have considered cutting it off? It sent back the following sense data. The hair is extremely making overall a soft surface. Dry, cool, pleasant. The touch was not affected. Far from conveying warmth, it was as remote, as pale, as lifeless as its object. He leaned across the chasm, his head moving towards her until his lips landed gently on the bone line of her cheek. Attic marble in the British Museum. A kiss, inarticulate, and a lie in its chastity. The man opened the door and got out of the car. In an instant, he vanished in the rain, the reflections, the light, and the night. The taxi drove on. What's the matter? Probably nothing.
I wanted to die, and just being honest. No longer afraid to say it out loud. So I put my ear on your chest till I had the answer. You put me close.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eye.